Hello.
Oh, yeah, we got disconnected. I was saying it's coming through in a text message.
Click here.
Yep, click there. It'll have the outline of the agreement. At the bottom, it'll ask you to certify that that's your billing information, not somebody pretending to be you. And then you just sign your first and last name at the very bottom, Joshua Walk. And then you're good to go until that client interview this afternoon between 6 and 7. Let me know if you're having any trouble with it.
I think I hit confirm.
Confirm signature. Are you seeing username and password?
Say that again.
It'll say username and password once you hit confirm. So it'll actually take you to a completely different page if it was accepted. But your name has to be spelled exactly as it appears above that line. And you also have to check the box that certifies that you're an authorized user on the billing
account. Oh, there we go.
Yep. That was probably it. Yep, okay, I got it back.
Username.
Yeah, don't worry about that. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you an email with a username and a password and the YouTube video that shows you how to use that tracking system. So that's going to be this afternoon between 6 and 7. If anything changes, like I said, I'm here to assist you throughout the campaign. So we don't just give you the tools and say, here, good luck. You know, we walk you through it to make sure it's working for you. Once we know you got it down, then we kind of step off and let you do your thing. But if you need anything, just call in if you have any questions.
All right, two things I'm going to tell you. One,
okay.
I am in favor of long-term relationships as well.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that sustains putting food on the table.
100%.
The other thing I was going to tell you, out of the 20 or 30 different companies that have called me over the last month or two, probably because I tried out that Angie's List, which that was a joke, the reason I even stopped the dozer as long as I did for you, the first reason, is because both of you spoke very good English.
Really?
I would not shit my favorite turd. That's my feeling.
My mother's from Michigan and my father's from California, so I hope I speak good English.
Right. I'm just saying, because nowadays, you know, 9 out of 10 times it could be a spam or a scam.
Yeah.
And that's what we are all starting to just assume when we hear foreign voices.
Yeah, no, me too.
And
I do the same thing.
So I'm just saying. I mean, it sucks. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta pay people a really good amount of money in the United States in order to do this type of marketing, you know. So obviously Google's gonna have the funds to be able to do that, but most people don't wanna go through.